Justement. Justement. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you, Lord, for the victories you have given to us over darkness, over sin, over the works of the flesh, over sicknesses and diseases, and over Satan and his agents. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for opportunities you have sent into our lives so that we can, through those opportunities, move forward and rise into fulfilling our destinies. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and power that is working in us, producing results in our lives and situations. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the grace you have given to us to be committed and steadfast in doing the things that pleases you. Thank you for the grace you have given to us to be dedicated to spiritual things and to your work, your assignment. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for using the same things the enemy planned to use for our downfall, to elevate us, to honor us. The same things the enemy intended to use to bring us down, you have used the same things to lift us up. Thank you, Father. We thank you for always hearing our prayers and always answering our prayers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the peace and joy and happiness that fills our hearts and minds all the time. Thank you for the assurance that we have in you. The assurance that you will always take good care of us. The assurance that you will always fight our battles. The assurance that you will always heal and deliver us. and keep us in good health. Thank you for this assurance that we have. Thank you, Lord. We are here this evening to seek your face. We are here this midnight to pray, to call upon your name in faith. O Lord, according to your mercies, move among us and solve our problems. Move among us and attend to our needs. Move among us to help us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Thank you because we know you would do beyond our expectations. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that the plans of God will manifest in your life in a very quick manner, only if you believe. We are going to take some worship songs, and after that we'll be praying with prayer points. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord. How excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, how excellent is your name. O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, O Lord, how wonderful. How wonderful is your name, O Lord. How wonderful is your name. How wonderful is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how wonderful is your name. How wonderful is your name. How wonderful is your name. O Lord, Savior, how wonderful is your name. How wonderful is your name. How wonderful is your name. Oh Lord, how powerful is the name of Jesus. How powerful is your name. Oh Lord, how powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. Oh your name. How powerful is your name? How powerful is your name? Oh Lord, Savior, how powerful is your name? How powerful is your name? How powerful is your name? Oh Lord, God is a miracle worker, a miracle worker. God is a glorious God, is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. You are who you are yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never fail. You never fail. You never change. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to fail. You are too faithful to fail us. Jesus, you are too faithful to disappoint us. You've proven yourself in our lives, and we have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail us. You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, King of glory, you are. You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Ancient of Days, you are covenant keeping God. Lion of Judah, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God, miracle worker, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are here in every life. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you. You are here. You are here, setting captives free. I worship you, Savior. I worship you, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here. You are here, healing every sick. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you. You are here. You are here, setting up this spring. I worship you, oh Lord, I worship you, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, my God, that is who you are. Adonai, we worship you, Son of God. Son of God, you are so good, Almighty God. Almighty God, hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. Oh, Adonai, we worship you, Son of God. You are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our Lord reigneth. Let the earth tremble. Oh, he reigneth. Let the earth tremble. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jesus Christ. You are worthy to be glorified. You are all belong. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is high. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, only the name of Jesus. Jesus, oh, that wonderful name. Jesus, that wonderful name, that wonderful name. Jesus. There is no other name I know. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. You are God. You are not Emmanuel, King of glory, you are God. You are God, oh. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. He's not a man. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. There is no weakness in you. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. You rule forever. You are God. You are God. Oh. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts, from the bottom I love you, Lord, from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of my heart. I love you, Lord, I love you. I love you, Lord, from the bottom of my heart. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Yahweh, we praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Sing it. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We'll lift you up forever. Jehovah, we praise you. Yahweh, we praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Holding on to Jesus. 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 Our Lord. Our Lord. We're calling your name. We're calling your name. Calling on to Jesus. Jesus. Mighty Jesus. Jesus. Every day. Every day. Your name is the same. Calling on to Jesus, great Jesus, Jesus, our Lord, our Lord. We're calling your name. We're calling your name. Oh, blessed Jesus. Jesus, righteous Jesus, Jesus, every day, your name is the same, our Lord, we're calling your name. Every day, your name is the same, our Lord. Oh, our Lord, we're calling your name every day. Your name is the same. Hallelujah. Begin to worship him. praise Him, adore Him, magnify Him, worship His majesty. With your voice, worship your Father, your Maker, your Redeemer, your Helper, your Lord and Savior. Worship Him, the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the bright and morning star, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of Jesse, the everlasting Father, the eternal King, the eternal life. Worship Him. He's the one who was, and He's, and He's to come. He's greater than everyone. Higher than everyone, stronger than everyone. Praise Him. He has never lost a fight. He has never been defeated and can never be defeated. Praise Him. His power has never gone down. His power has never reduced. Worship Him. We praise You, Father. Surely, You are the most merciful, most gracious, most faithful. We praise You, Father. You give life to the dead. You give strength to the weak. You give healing to the sick. Deliverance to the oppressed. Freedom to those in captivities. We praise You, Father. You solve the most difficult problems the wisest of men cannot solve. We praise You, Lord. You move mountains. You make ways in the wilderness. You bring waters from the desert. You shut the mouth of lions. We praise You, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. Yeah, as we normally do, we are going to pray some thanksgiving prayers. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank You for doing me well. Thank you for doing me well, even when I don't deserve it. Open your mouth and begin to give him thanks. Say, thank you, Father, for doing me well, even when I don't deserve it. I have discovered that God does a lot of things we don't deserve in our lives. In fact, much of the things God does for us are things we do not deserve. Thank God for that. If God should work according to the things you deserve, you are really going to suffer. I'm telling you the truth. You are seriously going to suffer. Say, Father, thank you for doing me well, even when I do not deserve those good things you do in my life. Thank you, Father, for being so kind to me. Thank you for being so merciful to me. Thank you for being so gracious to me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for I have no doubt that my future is bright. You can say, thank you, Lord, for creating a great future for me. Open your mouth and thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for creating, for designing a great future for me. A great future for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For there is no doubt in my heart that my future is great. Thank you, Jesus, for there is no doubt in my heart that my future is glorious. Thank you, Jesus, for there is no doubt in my heart that my future is full of miracles and signs and wonders. Thank you for designing a beautiful future for my life, for my calling, for my destiny, for my family, for my marriage, for my career. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank you for giving me peace. No one can give me. Say, Father, thank you for giving me peace. No one on earth can give me peace that the system of this world cannot give. Thank you for giving me such peace. Open your mouth and pray like that. Yeah. when you are in prayer session like this, you open your mouth and you pray. Yeah. You are not here to listen to my own prayers. You are here to pray. Yeah, so learn to open your mouth and pray when you are in prayer sessions. Yeah, talk to God like that. Yeah, my own prayers is just an example to show you how you should pray during the prayer sessions. I mean, yeah. So, because I could understand that some of you don't open your mouth to talk. You just keep listening. That's not how to join a prayer session. Yeah, that's not how to join prayer session. So talk to God. Say, Father, thank you for peace you have given to me that the world cannot give me. You have given to me that no one can give me. Thank you for that peace. Thank you, Lord, for that peace. Peace in my body. Peace in my soul. Peace in my spirit. Thank you for giving me the peace. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are going to be praying on testing the power of God's presence. Testing, that is connecting with the power in God's presence, the power of God's presence. So firstly, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to always seek for your presence in every day of my life. Help me to always look for your presence. Search for your presence. Long for your presence. Hunger for your presence. In every hour of my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, help me to seek your presence than any other presence. To seek your presence than the presence of any other person that I know. Help me to always seek to fellowship with you, to stay with you in every hour of my life. I hope you are praying. Say, Father, give me the heart that longs for your presence. Give me the heart that longs for your presence. Give me the heart that longs for your presence in every day of my life, in every hour of my life. Help me to long for your presence. Help me to long to be with you, to desire to be with you than to be with anybody else. Help me to desire to talk to you than to talk to anyone else. Help me to desire to hear from you than to hear from anyone else. Help me to desire to pray than to do anything else. Help me to desire to study and meditate on your word, to worship and praise you than to do anything else. Give me a heart that always long for your presence. Give me a heart that always long for your presence. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Get connected with God's presence. You have to pay the price. There's a price to connect with God's presence, to remain in God's presence. And that price is to die to the flesh so that you can walk in the Spirit. You die to the flesh to walk in the Spirit, to live in the Spirit, which is God's presence. So you're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, from today onward, I shall not allow my flesh hinder me from entering into God's presence. You're going to say, from today onward, I shall not allow my flesh stop me from entering into God's presence. Stop me from staying in God's presence at all times. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You are praying a prayer of confession and affirmation. And you are talking to your soul to obey the Spirit of God. Say, from today, you, my soul, you shall not allow the flesh stop you from connecting with God's presence, from staying in God's presence, from walking in the Spirit, from living in the Spirit. Say, you, my soul, you shall not you shall not surrender to the flesh. You shall not surrender to the flesh. You shall only surrender to the Spirit, to the Holy Spirit. From this day onward, you, my soul, you shall not yield to the flesh. You shall only surrender to the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, you shall not allow the flesh stop me from entering into God's presence. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So walk in God's presence, to remain in God's presence, you have to overcome distractions. You have to overcome distractions that Satan have already positioned in your life to keep you in the realm of the flesh. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from this day onward, you, my soul, shall not surrender to distractions that Satan has positioned to stop me from walking in God's presence, from dwelling in God's presence. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, you, my soul, you shall not give in to distractions. You shall not give in to temptations. You shall not give in to seductions. You, my soul, you shall not give in to lust. Lust of the eyes. Lust of the flesh. You shall not give in to pride. And Satan has position to stop me from dwelling and walking in God's presence. In the name of Jesus, from this day onward, I shall not embrace distractions. From this day onward, I shall not surrender to distractions. I shall overcome all distractions that Satan is using to disconnect me from God's presence. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release your fire upon my prayer altar. Say, Father, release your fire upon my prayer life. To connect my prayer life to the power of your presence. To the power in your presence. Say, Father, release your fire upon my prayer altar to connect my prayer altar with the power of your presence. Open your mouth and pray like that. There are prayers and there are prayers. There are prayers that move things, and there are prayers that moves nothing. The difference is the power those prayers carry. Say, Father, release your fire on my prayer life to connect my prayer life, to connect my prayers with the power of your presence. Release your fire upon my prayer altar to connect my prayer altar with the power of your presence. Yeah. For your information, your spirit man is your mobile prayer altar. Your spirit man is your mobile prayer altar. Say, Father, release your fire upon my prayer altar to connect my prayers with the power of your presence, so that my prayers become powerful to change things, to move things in the realm of the spirit and in the physical realms. Say, Father, charge up my prayer life with fire. Charge up my prayer life with fire, so that my prayers begin to move things in the invisible realms and in the visible realms. Charge up my prayers with fire. Release your fire on my prayer altar, so that my prayers become powerful to open doors and to close doors, so that my prayers become powerful to bind and to loose, so that my prayers become powerful to authorize miracles and revivals. Release your fire on my prayer altar in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Why should you be praying in a place and demons present in that same place? That is an insult to the Holy Ghost. Why should you as a Christian be praying in an environment and demons are operating in the same place you are praying? That is very wrong. That is weakness. It means you are weak. Yeah. You're supposed to pray in such a way that no darkness will be able to operate in the atmosphere where you are praying. You're supposed to pray in such a way that no witchcraft will be able to operate in the environment where you are praying. In fact, even many kilometers away, your spiritual capacity can reach that level. That you are praying here and many kilometers away, darkness cannot operate or darkness cannot stop what you are doing. I mean, what you are doing in the place of prayer. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, touch off my prayer life with prayer. So much that whenever I pray, my environment surrenders to the will of God. The Father, charge up my prayer life with fire, in so much that whenever I pray, everything in my environment surrenders to the dominion of Jesus and to the Lordship of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Charge up my prayer life with fire. Charge up my prayer life with fire. Charge up my spirit man with fire. Such that whenever and wherever I pray, the dominion of God's kingdom prevails right there. In the name of Jesus, of my prayer life with fire, so much that anywhere I pray, the Lordship and dominion of Jesus takes over those places and such environment. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Not access the power of God's presence if you do not understand the dominion of the kingdom of God over everything, over the entire universe, over visible and invisible things. You cannot sense the power of His presence until you have a revelational understanding of the dominion of Jesus, the Lordship of Jesus over everything, over everyone. So you're going to pray. You're going to speak to each other. Open my eyes to see you have conquered everything and everyone. The Father, open my eyes to see how you have conquered every we, every nation, every realm, every kingdom, so that I will be able to connect with your power at all times. Begin to pray like that. into pain like that. For instance, you cannot successfully minister healing to the sick if you do not understand how Jesus has conquered sicknesses and diseases. You might still think some sicknesses are stronger than Jesus if you do not understand the dominion of Jesus over all sicknesses and diseases. The Father opened my eyes to see how your kingdom has conquered the kingdoms of this world. Open my eyes to see how you have conquered the heavens and the earth and the underworld. How you have conquered all the realms of darkness. How you have conquered all the powers of witchcraft. How you have conquered death and diseases and sicknesses and Satan and the flesh and sin. Open my eyes to see how you have done these things. So that through faith, I can connect with your power. In the name of Jesus. Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I've told you before that anytime I pray, I mean, I'm talking about myself, anytime I pray personally, I don't pray from here. I don't pray from this earth. I pray from heaven. Yeah, I pray from the realm of dominion, from the realm of victory, not from this earthly realm, but from above. I pray from above. So that is why I have never lost a battle. In my prayers, there is no battle I have not conquered. Or maybe I should put it this way. There's no battle I face that I don't conquer. No matter how hard that battle is, I'm talking about my own personal life. There's no battle I face that I don't conquer. Because of where I pray from, I don't pray from here, I pray from above. I pray from heaven. From the realm of victory. From the realm of dominion. So in that realm, they don't lose. They don't lose battles. Yeah. And they are not weak in that realm. Yeah. So you need to be able to pray from heaven. You see victories upon your life. Now, you might be asking, how do I pray from above? It is by faith in the dominion of heaven over the earth. By faith in the dominion of Jesus over everything and everyone. And I've said it before as well, that as a Christian, you are not trying to win the enemy. You have already won. So when you are praying, don't pray with the mind of you are trying to win. Yeah, I've said it several times on this platform. Don't pray with the mind that you are trying to win. pray with the mind that you have already won, and then you are enforcing that victory. So that is how I pray, and that is how I don't lose battles. Yeah. So it is by faith. Yeah. It is by faith. So let's say, for instance, you are praying for the seed. Don't pray don't pray like you want the sick person to now start healing or to get healed. Pray like the sick person has already been healed. Then with the mindset that the person has already been healed in Christ Jesus. I don't know if you are getting my point. Even when you are praying for yourself, maybe you are sick, pray for your healing with the mind that you have already been healed. So you are just enforcing that victory to manifest physically in your body. So don't pray like you are trying to get healed, which, of course, that is how it will look in the physical realm or to the human sense. But that's not how to pray for healing. You pray with the mind that you have already been healed. And then you are praying that you are enforcing that victory, that healing to appear in the physical realm. Because it has already happened in the heavenly realms. Yeah. So that is how to pray from heaven. You pray with faith in the dominion of God's kingdom over all things. And you will literally see victory manifest. I'm talking about things I have witnessed several times. So you are going to pray. You need to say, Father, help me strengthen me, empower me to pray from above. Pray from the realms of heaven through faith in your dominion over all things. The Father, empower me, strengthen me, help me to pray from above. To pray from the realm of heaven. Through faith in the dominion of Jesus Christ over all things. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Yeah, you are supposed to literally see yourself in heaven when you are praying. The Bible says that we are seated in Christ, all of us, we are inside Jesus. You know, Jesus is seated at the right hand of God over principalities and powers in the heavenly places. So the Bible says we are inside Jesus as he is seated. So we are also seated in Christ up there in heaven over principalities and powers. So when you pray, visualize yourself as up there, as that you are up there. Ask God to help you. That is how to pray prayers that works. Don't deceive yourself. And don't let anyone deceive you. Say, Father, help me. Help me to pray from the heavens and not from the earth. Help me to pray from above and not from the head. Help me to pray from your realm of dominion and not from this realm, this physical and earthly realm. Help me to ascend to your realm of dominion and pray from that realm through faith in your dominion, through faith in who you are, where you are, and where I am. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Don't forget that we are talking on testing the power of God's presence. The power in God's presence. To assess the power in God's presence, you have to pull down many strongholds. You have to pull down many strongholds, of which one of them is the strongest of them is fear. Now, fear is the strongest of the strongholds that don't want you to connect with the power in God's presence. Yeah. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every stronghold of darkness walking in my mind. Hinder me from accessing the power of God's presence. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy strongholds of darkness walking in my mind, walking through my mind to stop me from accessing the power of God's presence. Some of you, you are the principality of your that is affecting your own life. It's not the devil. You are the principality that must be conquered before you can succeed and move forward. Your mind has become a principality that is stopping you from getting victories because of so many strongholds you have surrendered to in your mind. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every stronghold of darkness walking inside my brain, inside my mind, that is stopping me from accessing the power in God's presence. No, I didn't know. He yawned. Destroy them now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Facing the power in God's presence sometimes can be likened to breaking rocks. Let's say, for instance, there's a precious item inside the rock. Maybe, for instance, there's a diamond inside the rock, and then you have to break the rock to get into where that diamond is. Sometimes accessing the power in God's presence is just like that. Yeah. There are some powers of God I couldn't access until I have prayed to a certain point. Yeah. I mean, until I prayed past the level many people would get snared. Let's say, for instance, you as a person, maybe after you have prayed for like 4 hours, then you are tired. So you see, at that moment where most people get tired after they have prayed for some time, I had to pray that level to access the powers in God. I don't know if you're getting my point. What I was looking for, I couldn't get it after 6 hours, after 8 hours of prayers. I couldn't get it. Which most people would have been tired already. Yeah. Yeah. But I said, no. I must press on. So, accessing the power, there are different levels in God's presence. So, accessing the power in God's presence can be similar to breaking rocks. I've read of people that they stood in a certain spot, some for over 72 hours. They were in a certain spot. Some of them were lying down, some were kneeling down. They did not leave that place. Yeah, because there is something in God they want to get. And they know that it doesn't come easily. Yeah, so accessing the power in God's presence can be similar to breaking many barriers. You see, there are a lot of barriers that is stopping human beings from accessing divinity. A lot of barriers, millions of them. In fact, the fact that you were born with this body, this body, this flesh and blood, that alone is a lot of barriers on its own. The fact that you are wearing this body, this flesh and blood, that alone that alone contains millions of barriers on its own. Let alone being born into this wicked world, full of all forms of evils. So there is too much barrier for you to think you can just pray some short prayers and then think you have done enough. We are going to pray. I pray God will give you more understanding of these things I'm trying to show you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, energize me with your Holy Ghost to break every barriers I must break to access the power of your presence. The Father, energize me with the Holy Ghost to break every barrier that I must break so as to access the power in your presence. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. It's like you are removing veils, different veils, different barriers. There are a lot of them. If you don't break those barriers, you won't get anything. Or maybe I should say, you won't get the best from God's presence. Say, Father, energize me with your Holy Ghost. Energize me. Energize me. Energize my spirit. Energize my soul. Energize my body to break every barrier that must be broken so that I can access the power in your presence. Energize me now. Energize me now. I hope you are praying. There is something you will find in God and your life can never remain the same again. You don't need to know people. You don't need to know so much great or influential people to succeed. There's just one thing you will find in the realm of the Spirit. And your life can never remain the same again. The challenge is, will you find it in your lifetime? Will you be able to find it? Will you be able to possess it? The Father, energize me with your Holy Ghost to break every barrier that must break for me to access the power of your presence. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. If you are still going to pray, place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every covering of darkness upon me that is putting me in a world, in a different world that is not your aim. Every darkness that has covered me, putting me in a realm that is not your aim, putting me in a world where your presence is not. There are some people that Satan has put them in a different realm, and they think that realm is where they should be. They think that is the realm of God's presence. Yeah. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every covering of darkness upon me that has put me in the world, in a realm that is not yours. Open your mouth and pray like that. It could be a realm of imagination that is not from God. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Every covering of darkness upon my spirit, upon my soul, upon my body, that has put me in a different realm that is not God's realm, that has put me in a world that is not of God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. I hope you are praying. Destroy them all. Every darkness upon me that have placed my life in a realm that is not the realm of God, that have placed my life in a completely different world that is not of God, that is making me to think and reason in a way that God does not approve. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. We have four more prayer points. One more prayer point and I'll round off the session. We are still talking on testing the power that is in God's presence. You need to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, make me stronger than the powers of darkness that have been oppressing me for a long time, for years. Make me stronger than them, to crush them, to defeat them. Miyamoto Brenda. The Holy Spirit, make me stronger than the powers of darkness that have been oppressing me for a long time. Make me stronger than them all, to destroy them, to defeat them, to conquer them. Holy Spirit, make me stronger. I hope you are praying. Make me stronger. Make me stronger. In the name of Jesus. Make me stronger, Holy Spirit. Make me stronger than the forces of darkness that have been oppressing me for a long time. Make me stronger, Holy Spirit. Make me stronger than them. To destroy them all, to overcome them all. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Three more prayer points. One of the weapons that God has really given to mankind to access the power of His presence is spiritual songs. Spiritual songs, especially when you are singing it with your mouth. Yeah, because I know some of you, you just play the song maybe from your phone. You're just listening to the song. That is good, but that is not good enough. That is powerful, but not powerful enough. Yeah. You have to learn to sing along. To sing along. Spiritual songs is a mighty weapon. Powerful weapon. To connect to the power of God's presence. Spiritual songs. Especially when you sing with your mouth. And not just listen alone. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, teach me and guide me to use spiritual songs to connect with the power in God's presence. So Holy Spirit, teach me and guide me to use spiritual songs to connect with the power in God's presence. Open your mouth and pray like that. I believe you're praying. The Lord can lead you to those songs He has chosen for you to use to connect with His power. Yeah, not every song that is called gospel songs are from God. And then not every song can relate with what you need, what you need at time in the place of worship. Yeah, I don't know how to say it. Not every song is the right one to use part time in the place of worship. Yeah, there are some specific spiritual song that the Holy Spirit will lead you to find. The Holy Spirit teach me and guide me to use spiritual songs to connect with your power in the name of Jesus. Teach me to fly in the realms of the Spirit through spiritual songs. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit guide me to ride on the wings of spiritual songs to connect with the power in God's presence. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Those that will connect with the power in God's presence are not those that are easily moved by the cares of this world. They are not those that are easily moved and controlled by the cares of this world. Yeah. If the cares of this world easily gain your attention, easily move you, you are not ready for the power in God's presence. What are the keys of this world? You know them. You know them. Eating, drinking, making money. Yeah, you know the keys of this world. If the keys of this world easily move you and control you and, you know, make you become anxious and worried and fearful, then you are not ready to connect to the power in God's presence. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, transform me into such a believer that cannot be moved and throne by the keys of the sword. The Holy Spirit, transform me into such a believer that cannot be moved, that is tempted and controlled by the tears of the sword. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit, change me into such a believer that cannot be moved by the tears of this world, that cannot be controlled by the tears of this world, a believer that cannot be distracted by the tears of this world. Change me into a believer that cannot be deceived by the cares of this world. Holy Spirit, change me into such a believer. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray that prayer. Say, Lord, change me to such a believer that cannot be moved by the cares of this world, by the things in this world, by the lust in this world, pleasures in this world. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point . If you look at the Church of God today, you will see that so many Christians have become so materialistic. Yeah. We have become materialistic. We have placed our joy in the material things of this world. We have become slaves to the material things of this world. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with making a lot of money. Yeah, but the question is, has money captured you? Yeah, has money captured your soul? There are some people that they cannot have joy when they don't have the amount of money they want to have in their pockets or bank accounts. They cannot have joy. So such people or such Christians, their souls have been captured by money. So it is money that gives them happiness and joy and satisfaction. The material things of this world. Yeah, so that is one of the problems in the Church of God today. materialism is a great problem in the church today. Our souls are after the material things of this world and not God. Yeah. So you should ask yourself every time you hold a piece of money, whether it's a coin or it's a paper, ask yourself every time you hold a piece of money in your hand, ask yourself, has this money conquered me? Has this money captured me? Or I have captured it? Has this money conquered me, or I have conquered it? Yeah. So as a Christian, you will know if you have conquered money or it has conquered you. So the problem is not, I mean, not problem. The point, it's not really in having money or not having money. The point is, which one has conquered which one? Yeah. Which one is in control? Yeah, that's the point. And for many people, money is the one controlling them. Though they are holding it in their hands, but they are not the one controlling it. It is the money that is controlling them. It's because it has conquered them. Yeah, that is why the absence of that money makes them feel so uncomfortable, even depressed. Yeah, so it means it has conquered them and it's controlling them. Yeah. So the point is not in whether you have money or you don't have money. The point is in who is in control. Who have captured who. Yeah. So you are really going to pray. If you are still materialistic as a Christian, you cannot grow spiritually. And you cannot connect with the deep things that are inside God. Because money will not let you. The spirit and money will not let you to connect with the deep things that are in God. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, destroy the stronghold of materialism in my life. The stronghold of materialism in my life that has made me a slave to the material things of this world. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit destroy the stronghold of materialism. Yeah. Some Christians will say that money is not ruling over me. I'm ruling over money. I'm not materialistic. Yeah, but yet they don't want to lose the money. I mean, when I mean lose, I mean They don't want to release it to work for God, to serve, to support the things of God. Yeah, because of that pride, they want to be able to say, I have these millions in my account. So the pride of looking at the money will not let them to release it to God. How to deliver you? So if you think you don't have materialism, maybe you are just lying to yourself. Maybe the materialism is still there. Yeah, so be sincere with yourself as you pray this prayer. The Father, destroy the stronghold of materialism in me that has made me a slave to the material things in this world. I want to control the material things, not that they control me. I don't want to run after material things. I want them to be running after me. Oh Lord, destroy the stronghold of materialism in my life so that I can please you with my life. So that I can draw very closely with you, very closely to you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to stop here. I'll be praying for you now. Don't forget that God will be willing to give you a lot of blessings when you are no longer a slave. I'm talking of physical blessings now. When you are no longer a slave to material things, that is when God will be able to give you a lot of blessings. And let us not deceive ourselves. Yeah. Let us be sincere with ourselves. It is possible that the reason why God has not blessed you up to now is because you have not conquered materialism. Yeah. You are still weak when it comes to money. You are weak. It controls you. Yeah, you don't control it. Yeah, and then you don't need to have money in your hand to control money. Money is beyond the paper, is a spirit. Money is a spirit. Yeah, so you don't need to control it only when you have it. Even before you have it, you can control it. And the first control you must have over the spirit in money is be able to live without it. To be able to live without seeking for it. To be able to live in happiness and joy, even when it's absent, when you don't have it. Yeah. To prefer, I'm teaching you practical things. To control money, you have to come to the point where you prefer to serve God than to serve money. That is, you prefer to serve God, to please God, to do God's work, than to go and start working for money. Yeah, you prefer to seek after the things in God's kingdom than to seek after money. Yeah, so when God sees that money does not drive you, it will now begin to connect you with the secrets of wealth. It will now give you power to make wealth, because it knows that you have conquered that spirit. Yeah. It knows that money no longer determines your joy and peace and satisfaction. Yeah. So that is what God is looking for. Yeah. God really will, of course, give you job if you have to work under an employer. God really will give you jobs, give you business. But God wants something to happen in your soul first. He wants you to conquer money first. Then He will now begin to connect you with all kinds of opportunities to be wealthy. But if you have not yet conquered money, God is not going to bless you with a lot of money. Yeah. And another way we prove that we have conquered money is to release it out. To release it out. In fact, to release everything to God. Yeah. So these are the things that God is looking for. I pray that you will overcome materialism. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Just as rich people are struggling with materialism, even poor people are also struggling with it. Yeah, but I wish poor people will overcome materialism so that God can bless them. Yeah, I wish they will long after God and not after money. I'm praying for you again that may you overcome materialism in the name of Jesus. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the things you have done in our lives. And thank you for those wonderful things you're about to do. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you help everyone here to desire your presence above everything else in this world. In the name of Jesus. I ask, O Lord, that you help everyone here to break every barrier they must break, to be able to connect with the power in your presence, the power that is able to change their lives. In the name of Jesus. I ask, O Lord, that you show your people mercy and move in their lives to execute your plans for their lives, to carry out your intentions, your will in their lives, even now. In the name of Jesus, I pray that your eyes will be opened to see how great your God is in the earth, even inside of you, so that you will be able to connect with his power. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the cares of this world will not draw you far from your God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the spirit in money will no longer rule over you, but that you will seek to glorify God with whatever God has given to you in the earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know that you have answered. I pray that henceforth, as you pray, your prayer altar, your prayer life will be able to generate a powerful presence of God that is able to push back the darkness prevailing in your environment. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.